Welcome to the Fate Nation podcast, where your hosts Manny, Heavy and Fox discuss the world of gaming, new features and releases, unpopular opinions and everything in between. Now, let's get into today's episode.
3, 2, 1. Hey guys, welcome to the Fate Nation podcast. This is our first live version for pod number 50. I've got my co-hosts Heavy and Fox.
Hi.
Otherwise known as Font Fox. Hi. And of course me, Manny. If you can believe it, we're actually on video, guys.
We did it.
We also actually got the podcast recorded.
Yes, it took months. Right?
I burned some sage. I think we've kind of removed the curse.
Oh, that's
there was
what...
no curse. There
was... It was absolutely cursed.
I didn't
How
feel
was
like
it cursed?
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was cursed.
We couldn't record for like a month.
Okay, no. We did the standard 2 weeks as we normally do. Then Manny had to push it for one more weekend.
That's right.
And then my computer
puked.
She decided to have a mental breakdown.
Right.
She decides to blow up, also known as possibly a side effect of the curse.
Oh, that's a side effect. I didn't feel cursed because it wasn't that long. But, I mean, if you want to call it curse, that's fine.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. But anyway, congratulations on everybody being here and actually connecting via video. We can see each other, which is really cool. You guys all have great, great personalities already, but now with the charisma of the look and appeal, it's almost shockingly powerful the amount of energy I'm feeling right now.
I mean, I still haven't, like you've got sunglasses on, so I feel like I still haven't actually met you.
Well, I still have to have my, like, stigma, my hidden persona? Manniness. But yeah, the persona without being Dr. Disrespect-like, but yet still have a little bit of... Plus, you know the other thing is, like, lighting like I have right now, I'm used to being behind the camera. That's what I do, you know, a lot for a living. So when I'm in front of all these lights and stuff, I hate it. My eyes hate it, and having glasses on helps, so that's another excuse. But anyway... it's been a
fucking excuse, dog.
I know it was long, wasn't it? Long-winded
yeah.
bullshit.
Very long-winded, just to be like, yep. I'm a little bitch on camera.
Yeah.
Very long way of saying I'm hiding behind my glasses.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and I have this one little set piece that I added to my mic, just for Fox. Just for Fox. This nice flag tied around the shirt.
What do you expect me to do about this?
I don't know. I was
amazing, free. Folks like you and me.
Oh, and by the way, we just had shout out to FateGaming.com for sponsoring us, right? Fate Nation podcast. But we did have in Fate Gaming yesterday a little celebration for Veterans Day. Shout out to Heavy. Happy Vets
He's
Day.
He's gonna hate you doing this.
That's all right, but it's part of the thing. So, and it's always important to me because I have a lot of family members that were in the military too. So I'm glad that at least Fate recognized it, and I'm sure there's lots of Discords that don't. So we're just one of those cool Discords with tons of members, and we got a lot of vets in the group too.
So it's cool.
Very cool. So anyway, what's been going on with you guys? It's been like a freaking month and a half almost or something.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute. Fox has got guests over to the house all the time, and that's one of the reasons she was a little bit late today, because you've got...
I live with family, popping. So...
I know, but like...
I have to deal with their social lives and my social life, so...
Been there, done that. I can't get away from family.
Life. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I can't get away from family. I'm surrounded.
I know that you just like to live at home heavy with your dogs. But yeah. I'd like to have friends who come to see me.
Oh, but
do you not see all the shit I have in my life? Why would I ever leave? That's the dumbest thing ever. Oh, yeah. Come out and go drinking with us. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
No, they come and, like, stay at the house. Like, we don't go outside.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that's
come
cool.
Don't come to my house. This is my shit. You got your shit. You got your own home. Don't come to mine.
I like it.
Okay.
I mean, it's bad enough that I have live-ins with me. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, a wife and a child? That's bad enough. Having more people in the place, we're always sending them to a hotel or something. It's like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
But I get it. You're very nice, and that's probably, what, like a British thing? You got to have them stay in the house?
Yeah, it's a British thing to be nice.
To be nice. Oh, God. Oh, here's our new sponsor, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Alcohol and drugs.
No, Mountain Dew. Well, Mountain Dew is kind of a drug just because it's packed full of caffeine and everything. Well, I miss you guys.
I decided to go with the High Noon, which is vodka and soda.
Dude, I do like High Noons, actually.
Yeah, they're really nice.
The other ones, have you ever had Nutrl? I think it's Nutrl. N-U-T-R-L.
No.
Another good one, made just kind of like High Noon with like 100% juice, all that kind of fun stuff.
Okay.
We'll see later what Fox tends to drink in Fonz Fuchhaus, because she's in the opening. We ended up flying over with a camera crew and videotaping her for that 30-second or 15-second spot. So,
but in order to do it, we had to kick down her doors.
We had to what?
We had to kick down her doors. Like, mob the house.
No. She was
every door.
She's open.
It was weird. I didn't expect it.
She has a bed and breakfast, basically. So it was not a big deal. I booked with her, and then we were good to go.
Yeah. The experience paid for itself. I just got to break all of her doors.
We did run a SWAT joke on her prior, so that makes sense. That makes total sense.
We don't have SWAT. It's fine.
Oh, that's
you do
right.
now with me kicking in your door.
Yeah, that's true.
Flashbang in every room. You ain't going. You're very good for a while.
You won't be gaming for at least that day.
Dude, for sure.
You know? So.
Oh, congrats on your permanent tinnitus.
Yeah, right.
I'm loving it.
So do any... Cause so we've never, good. We've never been on camera before. Does anybody have like an animal or something that might jump in at any point?
Not today, because not today. I decided to close the office doors. Oh, Hazel,
good idea.
Yeah. Hazel and Core out there. Next time, maybe.
We got one coming on camera here with Fox.
Yep, it's Luna.
Oh, dang.
Hi, Luna. I've just picked her up. She's going to want to get straight down.
Oh, I can tell. Look at the way she's pushing on you. She's like...
No, that's just how she does, like, anyway. But, like, I've just picked her up from her food bowl, so she's going to get down.
You. Oh my gosh, yeah? She's gonna want.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi. Cute. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't have an animal. Yeah, Luna's wonderful and kind of a dick. But also, Luna is my best friend. Fox just thinks that Luna belongs to her, but it's actually me.
These are incorrect thoughts that you're having.
Now, why does Luna keep fucking your shit up?
Oh, jeez.
This is what cats do to people they love.
Yeah.
That's not what
you
she
are
means.
Not a cat owner, Heavy.
I mean, I own your cat, so...
Bingo.
But what I have is not an animal currently. I have this little thing I just got. So,
nice.
Yeah, it shows up on camera. So, it says King CJ, the champion. The champion. I'm CJ. King is spelled wrong because that's the way I like it. And I'm the mini golf champion of the world.
Thank you very much,
everyone. All of you lose compared to me. All of you are shit compared to me.
I know you are.
I've never played mini golf, sir.
Oh, my God. Damn. Mini golf's great.
Really?
Wow. No.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, when you come over to do our 100th episode, then, you know, we all get together. We'll make sure that we go to Pirate's Cove at the very minimum.
Yeah.
And hit that up. At the very minimum. So.
And then I can beat the fucking brakes off of you.
For sure.
Okay.
Not me.
Really, I'm going to be so upset about losing that.
You'll be like, oh, man, I thought I was going to be the champion. And I'll be like, no, bitch.
This is a real golf trophy. Okay.
Yes, it is, actually.
Not mini golf. That's the real one. I used to play in tournaments back in the day. I don't have any time anymore, but I used to play in a lot of tournaments. I had a lot of fun doing that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was my thing. Oh, scramble style, you know, where you don't have to concentrate. You don't have to rely on just your shots. You have four people and then, you know, best of, which is always way more fun. Because then you can have way more beers and hang out. And, you know, it was like beer league.
That's kind of the whole experience, right?
Yeah, that was the beer league stuff. But yeah, that's my beer league trophy, which am I proud of? I am. My wife probably isn't as much because it took a lot of time.
Yeah.
Bye, honey.
It definitely feels like a dad prize.
Yeah, I would be like, bye, honey, I'm going to, you know, the league. Going to the league, constantly.
Going to the league.
Got to go to the league to make it sound legit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, by the way, I've got my Fate Gaming shirt on, too. Mm-hmm. This is the 4-year anniversary shirt. I don't know if you can read it all. Let's see. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
So
see, originally I was like, is that some kind of like Police of America thing? Because I thought it just said fuck yeah. So
No.
Just... I thought it was like a world police.
No, it was a fake game thing. Oh, Fox, so you and me were hanging out. We missed Heavy, but like, what was that, two nights ago? I think it was, I was about to get off of Discord. It was like, I don't know, 1:30 in the morning?
I mean,
2 in the morning, my time?
Yeah, and but you kind of hung out with me, but also we spent most of the time going, don't talk to me because we have to say stuff on the podcast.
I told Heavy that in pre-show. That's exactly what I said.
I've done that to Heavy before as well. We've both started yelling about things that we've watched or whatever, and we've just been like, no, shut up, save it.
Yeah, yep. Well, after a while, I was doing it as a joke, and then other people in the channel were also saying it like, Manny, shut up.
Shut up.
Okay.
This is no good for the podcast, Manny. Well, it's not like we're just going to hip-fire 90% of it anyway.
Well, we could.
Pretty much.
Well, I think you had some sleeping problems that night, and you were up pretty late, but it was kind of cool to hang out with you. I hadn't been with you on Discord in a while.
Yeah, I did not sleep that night, and
wow,
I'm still catching up on sleep.
Yeah, well, that's my whole life. I'm always catching up on sleep. But, I mean, gaming-wise...
Well, I decided to have a daughter, so...
Yeah, that's true. But it is nice, like, gaming with the group, Fate Gaming. We've been having a lot of fun. In fact, that night before you got on, we were playing... There was a big group of us playing poker together, and we were on HD Poker, which is on Steam, which is a great game. But we were all jumping in different tables and, like...
Annoying the round.
Oh, my God. We were annoying. We had 3 or 4 of us at a table, and then we would just... The whole plan was to get people to leave the table. without being... You know what I mean? Wow. Heavy without, like, saying mean things sometimes, but, like, just playing super aggressive.
Just playing and being those guys.
Yeah. Being douchebags.
I mean,
it was great.
If you have 4 people at a table, you can kind of run the table if you could table talk.
Oh,
you know
God.
I mean?
When me and Kitten and Xanther were at a particular table in Brasky, oh, God, it was bad. Because they would be typing, why are you playing so slow? Why aren't you playing? And then I would be going all in every time. It was ridiculous.
So dumb.
But so fun, though. Like, it was, we just had a great time. We hadn't done that in a while. Yeah. So, what gamage have you guys been playing lately?
Spider-Man came out. I haven't finished it, but I'm...
It just came out. You better not finish it.
Oh, I finished it in 3 days.
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't do it. I haven't done it, like, constantly. I haven't, like, had the time.
Got it.
But, yeah, it's... I will get there. I'm, like, halfway through, I think. Okay.
Cool.
I like it a lot.
Oh, you stole Heavy's line. I like it. The end.
I like it. The end. Yeah. The combat feels different. Like, not necessarily in a bad way, but it feels like a little bit different. It kind of feels... Do you remember when we had that conversation a while ago about how sometimes in video games people turn the difficulty up just by adding more bodies to the opposing side?
Oh, yeah.
It felt a bit like that. Felt like...
I don't like that.
It didn't get more difficult... In terms of how intelligent the enemies were, it was just like they were throwing more at you.
Right. So the mob got bigger, but the AI didn't change at all.
Yeah, but like it's really like a pretty game. It's like amazing getting around. Also, Miles Morales, he is a baby and adorable and just deserves all the nice things.
You know, it's weird. It's like normally I'll watch people play games a lot on Twitch while I'm working or something during the week. That's one of the games I haven't seen. I haven't turned on yet to see people play it. So I haven't actually seen it play. I haven't seen any gameplay yet.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's amazing. I genuinely love it. I get Fox's thing there. Now thinking back on it, yeah, it definitely does feel like a midway until late in the game. You really feel like it's just Body Simulator. But the only thing I have for a counterpoint is the boss fights are really, really enjoyable this time around.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I felt like the thing that maybe is a bit lacking this time around is the stealth. Because I really liked the...
Arkham Asylum stealth.
The reminiscence to like any of the Arkham games.
Yeah.
I love that in the first Spider-Man, and they have kind of gone the opposite way of like having less stealth, even though you arguably have like some, one of the characters is very, very stealthy because he can go invisible.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't played that up. They've played up more of the combat. I don't know. It's a very odd decision to make.
Oh, weird. Okay. It sounds cool. Like I can't wait to see the game.
It is a good game. There's just some differences that I feel like I would have liked to see go the other way, but it doesn't really take away from what the game is.
Yes. Also, Yuri Lowenthal, who voices Peter Parker.
So good.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Kills it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because this game deals with the symbiote, so he's wears the Venom suit at one point for a good chunk of time, actually. And he plays it so well. It, like, there's always this thin line with the symbiote suit where it can come across like Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3, you know.
Oh, God.
Or it can be like too edgy and dark. And it's this perfectly thin line of like, I'm kind of a dickhead, but I'm still right. And it's like, I like that dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the kind of Peter Parker Venom, like, relationship and that you're trying to show, he does it really well.
Absolutely.
No, that's cool. And my daughter and I just had finished, this was like 2 weeks ago, the last Spider-Man movie, because we hadn't seen it yet. And that was kind of cool, bringing the multiverse, bringing everybody in. Mm-hmm. That's reminded when you said Tobey Maguire, and I'm like, oh God, those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the second version of the Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, I haven't seen that
which
either.
Which is weird, because you would think that I would have seen it. The reason that I haven't is because I know that if I watch that, because it's a two-part thing.
Oh, yeah.
I want to watch the two parts together.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Shut up, Heavy.
You shut up.
Well, it's kind of like...
fuck you!
I've been waiting, like, honestly, for the... Because my family hasn't seen the first Dune movie, so which is great. Not the original. I'm talking about the good one.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the second one to come out.
The new one is fucking awesome.
Oh, it's fucking great. So I'm waiting for that. You know what I'm saying? The second one. I might as well just wait at this point and then show them back to back.
Like all the actors that they decided to kill off in the first movie.
Yeah.
Like, within, like, the first sort of, like, half hour, they were like, okay, all of these kind of, like, A-grade actors are gone.
Yeah, I love it. Keep that shit moving.
I know.
Yeah, it was a good decision. I wasn't expecting it, though. Like, you would think that the studio would be like, no, we have to keep them.
Well,
no, absolutely not. Like, that, there's no way to sell a Dune movie if you want to make it right. Like, the way it's made is obviously made extremely well. And there's no way to make it, if you've read the books, like, a lot of characters need to die.
Right.
A lot of very important people in pivotal positions need to die. They have to, because that... You can't tell the grandiose part of the story without them gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they're going to do like a Peter Jackson approach that he did in Lord of the Rings to the books, like they're doing, I feel like in this Dune, you have to kill the characters off. Not to mention
the cost
to the studios for those, you know, those A stars is huge. And do they want to sign on for another two or three movies? I don't know.
I think they probably would want to sign on for it, but also, you know, it makes sense what they did.
Oh, yeah, and don't I'm change the story to
I'm
make...
I'm glad that they made that decision to kind of like, kill off the characters that needed to get killed off in order for the end of the movie and the isolation and the kind of, like, feeling cut off from everything that they know.
Yeah, don't leave them in just because they're stars. It's what you know what I mean, like.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was kind of waiting for that back to back. So your multiverse thing, I totally get it. Like, you might as well just watch them like that. Makes more sense.
Shout out to everyone. Watch the movies; they're really good.
Yeah.
Don't listen to these fucks. That's ridiculous. No, we're on.
Okay, maybe I'll change my mind.
Maybe you should.
Well, the first movie was fucking incredible, and I guess that movie felt self-contained, like they could have decided not to make more.
Oh God,
which would have been stupid, but
yeah, they could have ended it like
it was self-contained enough. I don't know, is this second one self-contained enough for me to feel like at the end that I'm going to be able to deal with the waiting for the next half?
Yes, but not because of Miles Morales' story.
fair enough. Like, I mean, there's a lot of really awesome spider people, like, that are going to get introduced that I know in this most recent one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say to you, too, like, I didn't feel that way about the first one. See how we go off on topics? Like, this is great. Sorry. We're just so damn good. Everybody get used to it. Fate Nation, get used to it. We're good.
Why are you not paying us again, Scythe?
Oh, good call. We need some...
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys aren't getting paid?
Well, I didn't want to say anything. I know that I have some money coming in.
All right.
And Heavy has always had it. That was his original contract. But see, Fox
I'm the talent bonus.
Well, Fox didn't come to us with a contract. She just agreed to do it on word of mouth, so it worked out perfect for the studio.
Right.
/ Fate Nation. Fate Gaming.
We have a whole E team of board.
Yes. Like, yes. We do. Yep. You didn't probably hear about it, but yeah, FateGaming.com does have a studio section.
This is where your dollars are going.
Yeah, instead of tit mouse, it's like tight mouse. I forget how it's what the exact verbiage for that part of the studio is. But anyway, Dune, I didn't agree with you just because I felt like the end of that movie, they did leave it open on purpose.
Dune, they definitely left open on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, back to Dune.
Back to Dune.
Also, back to all the shit that we've watched.
I know, right? All the new stuff.
Okay, not new, but like I rewatched.
Wait, is this Fook House?
Is this
part of
great.
Fox's Fook House then?
Sure, why not? I mean, I think there's going to be an overlap with me and Heavy because it's been
that's
Halloween,
okay.
So,
but we got new intros we want to show to everybody. So, roll the film.
Welcome. Fox's Fuckhouse on the Fate Nation podcast.
And now we're back.
Wow, what a great intro.
Wow, that was seamless.
God.
I feel sufficiently fucked.
Oh my God, it was so
You're
good.
Welcome.
And that's okay if you got you and Heavy's hangout kind of rolls into each other. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is gonna because we had Halloween and
that's
a lot
right.
of cool Halloween movies out there.
Yeah.
I rewatched Hereditary and Midsommar. Still good. Yeah. I watched The Ritual, which is...
I don't know that one.
Is it the same studio?
It might be A24. I'll look into it while you continue.
I mean, Heavy's
it
the...
It might be A24, or it might possibly be Mike Flanagan. I don't know which one it is.
I don't know the movie.
Flanagan, because this is a... No? It's... David something. I think Bruckner, but I feel wrong about that. I was correct. Yes, David Bruckner.
Yeah. So The Ritual is it's a very, very good movie. It's lower budget. It's a monster movie. It's a bunch of friends for reasons go to Scandinavia and freaky shit happens in the woods, but like in a way better way than in Blair Witch.
Okay, but is it shot
like,
Blair Witch style
like
where
Blair
I'm
Witch
like getting sick the whole time?
No, it's fixed camera.
Oh, okay, good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very pretty movie. I forget exactly where it's filmed. Maybe Sweden?
No, they actually filmed it in Romania, I think.
Romania.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
they got like tax discounts or something.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying...
You might take the win.
But the lighting
it's
and everything
still,
is good.
It's still very, very pretty. The actors are great, and the monster in it is fucking so good.
Really?
Such a great design. Like, it's just really, really cool.
I'm going to have to pull that up and take a peek at it, because I hadn't heard of that movie. Midsommar's...
No, don't look at... Don't.
Okay. No. I won't look at it.
Don't look up the monster.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'll watch it. Yeah. I have to watch those...
The movie is on Netflix. Just type in The Ritual. Enjoy yourself a good spooky horror movie.
Now, I just got rid of my Netflix.
In the UK, it's not,
so...
but it is on... It might be on Shudder, maybe?
Could be.
That makes sense.
It'll be on my server.
Yeah, it'll be on his server.
Trust.
It's completely legal server.
Yep,
very legal, everyone.
Exactly, very, very legal Plex server. Trust. but I'll check it out now. Midsommar's a creepy one for me, so I don't know what something with that.
Midsommar isn't creepy.
I don't know.
It's more just like
disturbing, disturbing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. That's fair. Like, it's good though. Like,
oh yeah,
and it's really weirdly pretty. Like,
right.
in a very weird
Agreed.
Way.
Agreed.
They use a different. They use a unique way of grading the film or / video at this point. Like the filter in it is shot in a unique way, which I kind of like. But yeah, I don't know why. It's just, but that's, movies are supposed to be like that, that are in that genre, a little bit disturbing and affect people different ways.
Plus, it has one of my favorite shots ever, the transition in the very beginning of the movie. One of my favorite shots of all time.
Wow.
Do you mean the, obviously, spoilers?
Yeah. If you're still listening,
then why are you still listening? Why have you not left?
It's been out a long time.
And then come back.
Watch it. Yeah. Which transition are you talking about?
I believe it has to do with the mirror in the intro. I don't actually want to spoil it, but mirror transition shot where it rotates through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
One of my favorite shots of all time.
It's like a displaced. It's like a lighting thing happening too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do a good job with the way they show kind of like some of the more trippy aspects.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's subtle.
I like that, more trippy.
Like, ooh, this is like Willy Wonka, weird trippiness. It's it's subtle enough, but still kind of like some cool stuff going on.
Right. Very cool.
Oompa Loompa Doopity Doo.
You imagine if they had like,
and now we kill you.
Right.
Can you imagine if they had like all the members just stood in a line doing that when they arrived?
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Oh my god.
Well, the difference for Fox and I, what we watched this year, I watched all the new things I could.
Oh, okay.
Which means
Overlap is for me and Heavy. That's right. We both watched The Fall of the House of Usher after I yelled and screamed at Heavy to watch it. I knew that he'd love it.
Yep.
And it's so good. It's so good.
Amazing.
Well, we're going to roll Heavy's intro too.
Yeah. Roll the clip.
Roll it.
And now it's time for all the latest news. It's Heavy's Hangout.
And we're back.
And we're back. Oh my god, that was crazy.
I know. So good. So good. So good.
Man, did you see that?
We're gonna have to get better.
No, it's fine. I like it that way.
Camera, like, just flying above Heavy. That was crazy.
I want it to be awkward anyway, so that makes it perfect.
Yeah, that they had that budget.
And did some of the eagle eye viewers notice the penises in the background?
Interesting.
I wonder if they'll find them.
You gotta find them.
But I decided to watch a bunch of newer horror movies, so I'm going to go through and in order. It doesn't matter the order, but the first one being the worst one, and I don't get how people fucking like this movie, Saw 10.
Oh, god, dude.
You have come away from that thinking that it's a thing, right? I haven't seen it, so.
I think it is fucking dog shit. Okay, I'm gonna spoil this whole fucking movie in about a minute.
Perfect.
So if you care, cool. Go fucking watch the movie. If you're like me, and you don't give a shit, then just hang out for a minute and let me explain. Basically, John Kramer, we're following him again. Who knows what year it is? Who cares?
Yeah.
He's alive and he's dead. Who cares?
Right.
So he needs to get brain surgery to fucking fix up his head, right? Fix up cancer or something? I don't know. So the movie starts with like kind of a cold open, him dealing with that. There's like a fake kill that happens in his head. It's really stupid. Who gives a shit?
Right.
Then we transition to where he's getting the surgery, and this woman in white is like, you're gonna be a perfect candidate. You just gotta fly to Mexico. It's like a weird situation, but he kind of keeps rolling with it. He meets all these people, then he gets the surgery, and then he's told to like drink this fucking shake thing, and in 5 days he'll be all good again. He got the surgery, he's alive, cancer's gone, he's in a good spot.
Perfect.
Finds out that none of that's real. He wasn't cured of anything. She just scammed him and scammed a whole bunch of people. So he kidnaps the entire group and then fucking kills all of them. Here's the problem I have with the movie. They've tried this before, where all these people who are killing people are good people. But like, okay, so it makes sense for like a John Wick, right? Like someone bad kills someone, you go out and you kill them. There's no torture. It's literally just bing, done. Game over. And we can all empathize with that because it just ends. You're not sitting there cutting their Achilles and shit like that.
It's not torture porn.
Yeah, it's not torture porn. This just is that. You just like,
if you don't play the game, you get fucking tortured or whatever.
And then there's, like, of course, the fake-out outplay where he wins in the end and whatever. It's fucking stupid. It plays it like he's a goddamn superhero. Like, he's about to be next in line for Marvel.
Oh.
Yeah, the Saw movies are... Like, the first one I liked, but also I didn't like because it was quite a lot of, like, goriness.
But it was new. It was a new concept.
Was new, but they should have... But, like, what's his name? Is it James... One,
yeah.
So yeah, he knows how to do the thing of like, get in, get out, take the money and fuck off.
Right,
exactly.
Instead of like trying to make a multi-franchise bullshit,
dude. Multi beyond multi at this point. When they drag it out to that many,
we are at 10.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there is quite a lot of other Halloween franchises that are that big.
Oh, for sure.
And
Halloween.
My next movie is a way better one.
Cool.
The next one is The Nun 2.
Oh,
I did not have high expectations for this. I thought it was just going to be a fun, spooky horror movie.
Yeah.
It's actually really great. Until the end when it kind of just like goes off and fucking gets wild or whatever. Yeah. Like, ignore that part. There's like superpowers and god power. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
But
so just cut off like that last 10 minutes.
Yeah, really though. Like you could watch like a good hour of this and have a great time. The scares are amazing because the idea is that the nun is appearing in the world. So like take like this square right here. The nun is appearing somehow out of this square by transitioning pieces of the environment. Maybe it's lighting, maybe it's like the panel flips over and over and over and then she appears out of it. Like it's really great for that. So you'll get a lot of good genuine scares just because of that. And then avoid the last 10 minutes.
They
didn't wrap it up correctly, but you still like the effects. The visual effects were cool. I've seen the trailer like a bazillion times. I just haven't watched it. It's difficult sometimes for me to get... So the horror movies in my house, the girls don't watch, period. So if I'm doing horror movies, I have to wait till they're out of the house. So one of the days on my special server, we have all of the Texas Chainsaw Massacres. So I have them all, and I watched them in order, the 8 billion of them and the remakes. Yep. And, of course, I always fall back on the original because in the 70s, that was such a big – it was such a crazy concept at that time. So if you take it in the context of time, it was amazing, 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 amazing film. And then as you progress through, you get, like, there's a couple that are okay, and then you get into, like – just bizarre remakes that are just packed full of stars that are crap. You know what I mean? And then it'll leap to like super gore effects too, which then just makes the storyline kind of lacking. Whereas I liked the story more about just the dilapidated family.
Yeah.
The rundown family that, you know, makes everybody's lives
also really uncomfortable.
Right,
like, the whole first movie is the most uncomfortable I felt in a long time.
Uncomfortable. Without all the gore all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and the 3D, I almost want to say, like, I don't know if you remember this movie back in the day, Jaws 3D.
Oh,
where
absolutely.
It was like jump scares that were lame kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like him popping out of the closet with the chainsaw. It's like... What are you doing, man? Like, that's like, so lame. Whereas you're talking about Nun 2 doing some cool effects where the nun is showing up. That would be neat. Yeah. So, anyway, that was my Halloween story and adventure. I got one day to do that while everybody was gone.
One day to watch all of the body horror of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's what I...
Yep.
Well, they all showed up on my server magically together.
What? No way.
So, yeah. And so, I just... Let's do it. It's Halloween or the night before. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. The next thing I saw was The Exorcist Believer.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before you tell me about this, because the original is so massively awesome that I just want to shout that out. So if something happened decades later that's super stupid, which it sounds like it's going to be, please watch the first.
I would like to tell everyone, if you love the first Exorcist, please do not watch this
movie. There you go.
I am sad for you.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, genuinely, because I know how excited you
were.
Like,
I remember from the last pod.
Exorcist.
Yep.
I had really high hopes. I love The Exorcist so much. Bringing in two demonic little girls, cool. I'm in. Let's do it. Yeah. I don't care. It, as long as you understand what the fucking point of The Exorcist was. It was faith. That was it. That's why the first one worked. That's why the third one
That's
worked.
That's what it was.
Like, yeah, it was this level of faith that you had to give up into someone else. Or into something else. Like, right. It doesn't matter.
Right.
That's what the whole thing was about.
Tell me why, at the very end, they decided to bring in every major religion and it didn't work.
Oh my god.
Why did they bring in every major religion anyway? That's not how exorcisms work.
No. No. Ooh.
Ooh.
So you think that was a placating kind of move? Oh god, dude.
Yeah, it does not feel genuine. It does not feel earned. It isn't one of those things where, like, in the first movie it works because there's a mother who is trying every rational thing,
right.
And then she goes to the irrational at the end of it. And it makes sense to us as viewers because we're like, that is 100% what I would do. I would go to the doctor. I'd go to another doctor.
Sure.
I'd call the doctor to the house. I don't know. I'm going to keep trying things until, like, all right, well, Father Max.
I was going to say, too, like, in that first movie, they were, I mean, the movie centers around Catholicism a bit. I mean, they were Catholic, and that's... Mm-hmm. Exorcism is basically grounded in Catholicism as well.
Yes. There,
you can call it something else in other
that specific type
religion,
of
but that title, yes, correct.
Exactly. It's that specific type of exorcism.
Correct.
Exorcism in other religions.
Absolutely.
Is, you know, it's definitely there. It's not just a Catholic thing.
Yeah,
religion, cultures, exist, all sorts of things around the world.
It's different. Yeah.
But the way that it's set up is still the same as the first movie. It's like kind of setting up from the first movie. Hell, we even bring mom back from the first movie to talk about it
really?
In a way where she understands it, and that right there should be your tip off that, like, okay, we're still rooted in Catholicism.
Okay.
Like, and that's fine. I'm good with that. You're telling a story here that has to be rooted in something. Stick with it. Don't bring in fucking Buddhists at the end for literally no fucking reason.
Oh no.
Also, is
I'm
unaware. Is Buddhism not a religion that doesn't deal with...
I'm just yelling about Buddhism. Honestly, I don't remember. It was just a lot of people.
I
just kind of lost track. I smooth-brained most of it.
Yeah, no, that is... It's a very Christian... It's rooted in a very Christian storyline in the first one.
Correct.
So...
Well, Buddhism doesn't deal with demonic extraction, period. So...
Yeah, so it's a weird decision to make to...
Of all the other religions.
You could definitely have, like, the conversation
about
other religions in the movie, but you don't necessarily have to bring them in as plot points.
Right. I would have gone more
like,
tribal.
What if one of the families practices another religion, and that's how it happened to this little girl?
Sure.
So both little girls are infected with something, but it's different.
Right.
It's like, whoa! Are they teaming up? How's this happening? And then we talk amongst groups and figure out a solution.
We just don't rando bring in the religions.
We don't just fucking run them.
That's just weird. That's just weird.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, what other movies, well, family-wise, nothing really has been new for us to watch lately. But we've been really busy with, like, so Halloween takes over and then family's in town. And you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, your life kind of takes over, and you try to find these 2.5 hour slots.
The house, Ashton, that's what you should be doing with your life.
Doing what?
You should be watching Fall of the House Asher.
You get
to see Rahul Kohli get sucked off and also smash walls with a prop Thor hammer.
Oh, God. Perfect.
Yeah.
This is Game of Thrones-esque.
That I wanted for Christmas. Two, you get to see Carla Guino basically play the role of a fucking lifetime. She is magnetic and incredible in that movie.
She's
what was number three? Number three is...
The greatest rendition of Mask of Red Death I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, that.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is you also have a Mark Hamill role.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's fucking great.
Oh,
he's
really?
So
okay.
He's so good.
He's amazing. And he's not even like a major like part of the overarching thing, but he steals the show every time. Mm-hmm. Every time. And he does such, and you shouldn't think of it going into it as Joker Mark Hamill. This is bad guy, absolute psychopath Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of crazy in that new Burt Kreischer movie. I forget the name of it, but like he just came out as a main character in a new movie about 2 or 3 months ago as the bad guy and crushes it too. Like
he plays the bad guy really well, which is interesting. Like,
I know, right?
How he started off his career, but he is better at playing.
Yeah, exactly.
He is better at the because Luke Skywalker is like. He's just an idea. He's not like a character, really.
Well, I always think of him as 70s innocent boy, like the original Star Wars. Yeah. And he's just a kid, you know.
He's like this ideal, you know. And he doesn't necessarily have like a lot to him other than here is this guy who is moral.
But he does play the Joker really well, though. Like,
absolutely.
Mark Hamill does incredible bad guys.
And he does incredible voice work. I mean, he really does.
Such good voice work.
Yes, his voice is incredible.
Yep. And he can change it so much. Like,
oh, yeah, because he's in Metalocalypse. He's in Futurama.
Right.
He's in Invincible. He's in...
Oh, yeah, he's in Paul Invincible.
Yep, Invincible, yep.
Yep, Art Rosenbaum.
Because there's new episodes of that just came out.
I think it's worth saying that as good a voice actor as he is, like coming back and doing this, it shows you just how good he is just as an actor and like with his presence. Watching him and Carlo Guino kind of like play against each other in that like final episode.
Yes.
It was magic. It was fucking magic and I loved it.
I'll have to check that out because I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I have not.
Basically,
you keep telling me to, but I haven't followed through.
If you haven't watched it, just fucking do it. Like, you owe it to yourself.
Well, there's always new episodes of things. Like, I always try to keep up on Family Guy and American Dad and the new Futurama. And so that it takes up my time. You know, those little things. And then I've been watching Justified, which I love.
Those things in the same conversation.
I have to.
That's not okay.
I have to.
Justified is okay, but everything Justified else is great. Not Justified. That is fucking trash, dog.
What one is? What one's trash?
Justified. I'm good with Justified, but everything else is trash.
I don't like... I mean, I'm not a big Family Guy fan, but, like, you know, Futurama I always liked back in the day and the new episodes. Yeah. The new season came out, so I wanted to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
The first three episodes were garbage.
Yep.
And then it got much better. It got better.
I want to see your thoughts, too, because we've talked before how we both like Futurama, so I just want to make sure if I was crazy, because I was like, man, these first three episodes suck shit.
Trash. Pure trash. Like, who wrote these and why? You know what I mean? Like, it was so bad.
Matt Groening, go take a seat, dog, because you do not have it.
No, it was felt like, you know, they brought everybody back and contrived a bit, and they just smashed them all together, and then let's do an episode like we did season one or something.
Mm.
It was like, nah, this isn't working. But not to take away from your fall. What is it? Fall from fall?
Fall of the House Usher.
Fall of the House Usher, okay.
The director, and I think he is the screenwriter in this.
It might be on my server, and I don't even know
Mike Flanagan, who also, let's talk about the fact that Netflix has decided to call all of his, like, The Haunting of Hill House, The Haunting of Bly Manor, Midnight Mass, The Midnight Club?
Oh,
no, it's Midnight
and
Mass.
Then, no, there's Club. Midnight Mass, and then, no, he is Midnight Club.
Is he?
I think so.
Oh, they changed? Or they added?
No, it didn't change. It's two different things.
Oh, got
two different...
it.
No. I don't know. Heavy will check. But then they've
decided... You were right. I am very wrong.
They've decided to roll all of this into the Flaniverse, which I hate with a fucking passion. Like, it doesn't need a portmanteau. You can just say the Mike Flanagan movies or the Mike Flanagan series. It doesn't need it.
Right.
And even if you are doing that... it doesn't need to sound like fun.
But the Flaniverse rolls off the tongue so easily.
It's so bad. That is so bad.
Somebody needs to get fired from the marketing team.
Hey, I'd join that marketing team. I'd be like, okay, let's double down in Flaniverse. We're going to call it the Flangiverse. We're going to add a G into it.
It's like spelling Frank with a Franck. With a CK.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
Franck. Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. No.
The last thing that I watched was, this one has a small caveat to if you should watch it. It's the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Oh, yeah. Someone was talking about that. Yeah.
Coming up on the internet, you know, like if you watched Game Theory, Film Theory, and watched all those episodes about Five Nights at Freddy's, you're going to love this movie. If you didn't, it doesn't have much for you. It's not super spooky. It's definitely built for fans of this world.
Like
and
kids,
that's what
probably,
I am.
Right?
I think it's ridiculous, and I love it.
Yeah, it's a stupid, like...
Well, it's on my server, but I wasn't planning on watching it.
It's got like the idea of like this kind of mascot horror thing.
Yeah.
Feels very like what, 70s, 80s?
Well, it's kind
of like
it's got a large
movie?
History too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
it obviously has a large history, but like that's just kind of the vibe I get.
Gotcha.
Is that you wouldn't have that sort of movie necessarily being made maybe 10 years ago. Like, it feels like maybe it's a little bit too kind of like 80s zany kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like
an 80s zany haunted Chuck E. Cheese. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. That's the vibe. Which doesn't necessarily mean that it's like... It doesn't mean that I hate it or anything. It just means like it's not for me, really. Like,
right. But
know,
I mean,
it really won't be.
But the audience is kind of kids anyway, right? Wasn't it like kind of originally was kind of geared towards the tween teen?
I don't think the original game was.
The original game was just like it didn't have a marketing push behind it, obviously, but it worked on honestly my demographic. Like, my exact demo, it worked.
Okay.
It nailed it. It was silly, dumb, surprise horror, which was working exceptionally well at the time frame. And they just kind of just kept building off that with this, like, weird universe behind it with all these weird little things happening.
Well, it went viral with the kids. I remember that.
Jump scares were a lot more popular back then to use as something that you use for something that's scary.
Right.
Whereas now I think you use it a bit less.
I remember, because it went viral with kids, and when I say kid, like, you guys are kids to me, but, because I'm so old, but when I say kids, I mean, like, teenagers that felt like they were getting away with something by playing the game, or watching whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah, also it got really popular with, like, Let's Players, especially like,
Markiplier.
Markiplier, Jacksepticeye, like Game Grumps, like, and they have younger demographics.
That's what it was. Yep. Now that I think about it, because
because
streaming was so huge with the kiddos, at that time. Not that it's not big, but I feel like it's just different, or maybe it's just my perspective of it's different because I'm older now than when it got. I felt like it was super hot 10 years ago. It's still hot, but like YouTube videos are more like the thing for the kids now.
Yeah.
And that's based on having an 11-year-old in the house, of course.
Right. But, if you're not into it, don't be into it. You can avoid it. You're not missing much. It's fine. But I enjoy it.
Like
I had a lot of fun.
The lore and the universe.
Yes, the lore and the universe. Hell, the guy from Game Theory, Matt Pat, he's in it. He has three lines in it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's, it was this big moment where I was like, you've been covering this for like 10 years and you're in it. That's awesome. Good for you, dog. You're the reason I'm into this. So that's wonderful, and I fucking love that. It just made me really happy. Also, he has his SAG card because he said three lines.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
And he gets SAG insurance, too, which is huge.
Yes, he
does. The health insurance.
Yep.
Which is crazy that you get that if you do that.
Right? All right. Take the fucking free win. Yeah. I'm happy for the dog.
Well, we'll start seeing a lot more shows and stuff coming out now too, because remember Hollywood was on strike for months, so a lot of the shows, like, just waiting for season two of this or season three of that, a lot of things were on hold just because of the Hollywood strike and everything, the writer's strike, then the actors,
is fucking fair.
Oh yeah, totally get it. I mean, honestly, they're fighting like this AI stuff that is really taking over, so I totally understand, like, them demanding more, especially the ones that are I get $800 to be on set for 16 hours. Well, that's not fucking fair. You know, you're a nobody actor, but you're still sitting on set waiting for them to call you onto set you know, for that long. It's just not fair for the minimum payment.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go blah, blah, blah on that. But
yeah, there's a lot to be said. But
yeah.
Well, moving off of that.
Yes.
The very last thing I want to talk about. And then
you
I
said
will,
that.
God, heavy.
Right after this. You hear how many lines I had, dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I'm main character energy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But the last thing I want to talk about is Alan Wake 2.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
I have
Fox,
watched a bunch of
that. Have
you
played this?
No, it is on the list.
Okay, you should put it higher on the list.
Looks
okay,
great.
Cool.
Looks great.
It is absolutely amazing. It is my like standout game of the year. It is an experience I didn't think I would ever have with a video game. Remedy, they've kind of used... Fox, you played Control, right?
I played Control.
Yeah, Control's good.
I okay, haven't perfect. Played the original Alan Wake.
Yeah.
But
I've played both of those games. They're fantastic.
Okay, perfect. Okay, then this is easily perfect. So the first Alan Wake, you don't have to play it for this one. There's enough of a recap that I would say you can get a good understanding. But if you play Control, this will make a lot of sense. Those moments where it became kind of live action-y, but they didn't like push it too far.
Yes.
This is dialed perfectly.
Like
this
the segue is perfect.
Yes, the segues, but they're all the time. It feels, okay, the game now feels 10 times more Twin Peaks than it did before.
Oh, it does like, look so Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
too.
Which if you don't know what Twin Peaks is for those watching,
oh,
you're
please.
Listening. Oh, my God.
Please.
If you go back and watch it, you're going to think we're idiots. Stick with it. It's
so good.
It is wild.
It's a ride.
It's really garbage.
It's a ride.
But it's so much fun. It's so great. I highly recommend it, but this nails that experience that you are playing a game and watching sequences happen. You are not Alan Wake. You are watching Alan Wake's story. You are playing Alan Wake's story. Same thing with the new character, Saga Anderson. You are not Saga Anderson. You are watching and playing her story. Both of them have so much interactivity with the world around them. There is a kind of like detective board where you kind of like work through a case. And for some things, it doesn't work as great. Like the side quests, it's fine, whatever. It's just like check the box kind of thing. But for main quests, it's really interactive because there's times where you kind of follow the chain and you're like, okay, why did this happen with this and this? And the same exact thing happens with Alan. Alan is a writer, so he has a different board. It's a narrative board. He's creating a story. But his story changes the world around him.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you have to use that as a gameplay tool. It's
cool.
Nuts. And
that sounds really good.
Yes, yes. This is an experience everyone should have if you have the capability. Please play this game.
I think I'm going to play it. I mean, I've watched a lot of gameplay over the past like week and a half or so online.
Good.
And it just, it's the style of game. Like, I loved the first one so much.
Yep.
And just the style. It was something new. Something new.
Yeah.
A discovery game that had very specific ways of, like in Control, to do things or interact with the environments. And then the story was really good, yet it was kind of a little creepy. So I'm looking forward to it. I want to play it for sure. Like, I will be getting it. As soon as it goes down to $5, I'm on it.
Oh, my God.
Right. That will be happening soon.
Cheap bastard.
Right, sure.
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah,
because
it just reviewed terribly. No one
oh,
bought
God.
It except for me.
Yeah, definitely people going to be wanting it on sale.
Yeah, exactly. No, but the last thing I'll say about it, it has my favorite segment I've ever played in any video game ever. No question. Bar none.
Cool.
You will know the segment when you play the game.
Wow.
If you have played the game, you already know what I'm talking about. There's no question. There is one sequence in that game that is so much more unique than anything else. You won't believe it's happening.
Wow.
When it starts. Because you're like, I just got done fighting spooky monster thing. Like, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this sequence happens. And next time, I don't care. I'm just giving it time for people to play the game. Mainly Fox, because she'll play the game now. So in 2 weeks, I expect a certain segment to be hit, and then you and I will go nuts talking about it.
That is a high bar, considering what you play, games you like, and the way you sit. Like, Elden Ring is up there with the way you play that kind of game. That's a pretty high standard, and you're saying it's above that. So
it's above that.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, me and Heavy have a lot of overlap in terms of like the kind of media that we like to consume.
Sure.
So if Heavy's telling me this, then I'm going to go with it.
you got to do it. Like, I really do want to play the game because it does. It's just a cool type of interactive game that is just different. I love that that style of gaming or whatever.
Absolutely. You will leave this experience feeling really rewarded. That's how I felt. Like, video games, since I was a kid, I don't feel rewarded from the experience. I just had fun.
Right.
And that's what matters. Like that's kind of why Discord exists, right? Because if you're not getting fulfillment from games, you're getting it from friends while playing games.
Right, right.
Yeah. This is that experience where you can walk away going, wow, that I feel rewarded for learning about this story in this world and playing through it.
Like, I've experienced something and I'm better at that.
Yes, 100%. Maybe even worse a little bit.
In some ways.
Ouch. In some ways, I might be a lot worse. It's just going to be weird how I walk around with a fucking 45 and a flashlight.
I love that. In the woods.
Are you a spooky ghost monster? Are you?
Yeah, in the woods alone. Right? Super creepy.
Incredible.
Yeah, I'm just in someone's backyard. They're like, dog, please go to your home.
I'm loving it.
Please stay out of ours.
Yeah.
That's cool. I've only been playing, like, lately one game, Across the Obelisk, which has been fantastic, and I love that game. And, of course, I'm a Magic the Gathering player, so it's a card rogue game that you can do different runs, and everything's new every time. But the cool thing is you can build up perks in your character, so every run becomes easier.
Oh.
But it's just a lot of fun. If you like, you know, deck building and rogue games, you know, roguelikes, you're going to just freaking die. It's one of the better of those style games that have come out in a long time because there's been many, like Slay the Spire kind of stuff.
Like Slay the Spire.
Okay,
this is right up there.
It is a deck builder roguelite that is combat focused, like Darkest Dungeon 4v4.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
That's why I mean, Slay the Spire is as well, but it doesn't look as good as this game. The interactivity in your character. And let me put, this is even cooler. So, Fox, if you end up getting it, it's co-op. You can literally have, so in Darkest Dungeon, you've got four characters. You can have four people playing each character, which is really cool.
So, that's fun.
And so when you complete a task, and then you get to pick out the relics, or maybe you want to take the gems to buy some perks, you choose that as the character instead of you just mastering all four of them. So it makes it kind of fun. You're playing with a friend and they're like choosing shit that you might not choose because you're not thinking about it in that way is kind of fun. So,
well, the podcast crew will not be playing that game together.
Probably not. Yeah, because we'll be choosing.
There's some games I'll play with y'all, like some golf or something. But
oh, for sure.
Anything where I actually have to rely on you, no.
Oh, no. Hey. You can rely on me because I'd be a master class at that kind of game.
Oh, yeah. You and me, baby. We've been going through that game.
We're just saying, Fox.
Fox, however.
Insulted and upset.
You know what would be funny? She'd be grabbing, like, the pets and things that just because they're cute and they're not really, this is what they're, you know, how they're helping the character of the group.
How do you want to take that one?
Oh, God.
I would like to...
Slap me? Go ahead.
You would like to be angry? Yeah. I was about to say, argue one point. I have a litany back. I have this huge backlog of situations where you fucked me over.
Yeah.
You have that in Apex. Apex is a very specific game.
Oh, yeah.
Which I am very bad at.
Yeah, me too.
Then play it more. Try harder. What do you want from me?
Why? Oh, why should I have to try harder? It's meant to be a game. It's meant to be for fun.
Right. And it's fun to get better at a game. You don't just sit there and play Halo and go, man, it was fun the first 4 minutes that I learned, and now I've never learned anything more.
And never gotten any better.
Don't play Halo. Halo is
not the only fucking example. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to play a game like that, like Apex or Masterclass, you got to get better. You've got to.
Apex, I have a large point on this. First-person shooters are point-and-click adventures.
Yes.
Just get better at pointing and clicking. See, I do this. It's not even this. It's just that.
And there are games where you can practice that, too.
Yeah.
There are...
No, I'm going to go and play my stupid murder game.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah, so am I. It's called shooting people until they die.
My stupid murder game.
Well, this is a loud, stupid murder game.
Oh.
Mine is a creepy, stupid murder game. And it has... xenomorphs in it, so I win.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah, xenomorphs.
Well, guys, we've had a awesome, an awesome first video podcast, I think. I mean, shout out to Fate Gaming for making this happen for us, right? It was all Scythe and not us. No?
Yeah, definitely not.
Not really.
Scythe put so much work into this.
Yeah, right.
How many podcasts has Scythe listened to? I'm going three, max.
Yeah.
I mean, not many.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going three.
Well, thanks for hanging out, you guys, and doing this, because, you know, it took a little effort for us to get everybody on the same page as far as cameras and some lighting and some whatever, you know, recording and OBS and all this kind of crap.
All of that stuff.
Yeah,
all
my lighting and backdrop will be better in a month.
Oh, you're moving.
Then, fuck you.
Right.
You deal with this. I'm moving. Yeah.
I don't think it looks bad. I think you guys look great. And this was a good first video podcast. But we got to sign off at some point. We don't want them to be 2 hour long, you know, pods. This one was a little bit longer, which is good. Yeah, we don't have the time. We got lives, Matt. We got some lives here.
I got shit to do today.
Check out fategaming.com.
It's
you know
the
what I'm
end
saying?
Of the day, so it's fine for me.
Check out fategaming.com. There's lots of events. We've got things coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up, but we've got Toys for Tots in December and all that kind of crap coming up. And appreciate everybody watching and listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
So, bye.
Fuck you all.
There it is, baby. A real wrap-up. The real.
Mm-hmm.
The real wrap-up.
Do you even play this game, bro?
God, how did you even miss that guy?
You suck, noob.
Are you tired of being teamed up with a bunch of toxic randos who are too busy talking smack to have fun? Then join us at fategaming.com, where you can be part of a friendly and respectful 18-plus community where our members are focused on having fun and building friendships. Visit us now at www.fategaming.com.
Thanks for listening. This was the Fate Nation podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and check us out on all socials at Fate Gaming. Why not check out our growing community of over 4,000 gamers at www.fategaming.com. Remember, over 18s only. See you next time.